News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael reportedly doing a switcheroo on government briefs, government formation talks are ramping up. And joining us for more on this is our own Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent.
So those talks are going to pick up again today, and there is a bit of urgency about them. There was very long meetings over the weekend, particularly with the regional independents, but also with the two Healy Ray brothers about the role that they may play in any forthcoming coalition. I think Independent Ireland at this stage are very much on the outside looking in, and it seems to be the regional independents who will definitely support this government, and the Healy Rays who may be a part of it, depending on how things fall. Some of the policies over the weekend, health and disability in particular, getting an awful lot of talking time throughout this process of forming a government. But the timeline is now realistically very, very tight. And I think January 22nd to form a government is probably a long shot at this stage. That being because of the process that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have to go through in order to ratify this deal. They're both committed to having regional meetings at which the negotiating teams will brief the members on what's in the deal and why they've decided what they did. Realistically, if they want to have this done and the programme for government signed and sealed, then you are talking about having it done by Wednesday or Thursday, which is not impossible, but still feels like a big ask. And then separate to the programme for government, you're going to have a whole other dialogue that hasn't really kicked into high gear yet of what the ministries are going to look like. Are we going to have a new Department of Infrastructure, as Fine Gael have been wanting? I think the split in the Department of Justice that Fianna Fáil want is more likely to happen, with the Department of Domestic Affairs coming into place. And there's certainly going to be a reworking of some other key departments, probably focused around the ones that have been vacated by the Greens. There's still quite a lot of work to be done. But that said, marathon meetings have been happening, and getting it done by this 22nd, while being a long shot, is not necessarily impossible.
And that was Sean Defoe there, News Talk's political correspondent. And for more on this, I'm joined now by former Minister for Education, Mary Hanafin. Good morning to you, Mary. The date of the 22nd of January, as someone who has gone through this process yourself, does that seem like a reasonable date to you, or are we going to see the pushback?
I think on policy and on the philosophy of joining together, I don't think there'll be any holdups there. But I think, as Sean said, probably on the practicalities of it. But with technology now, you can do anything very quickly. So I think it actually could be done by the 22nd. The last time we had a series of meetings because there were major philosophical difficulties to be overcome. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were going into government together, so 100 years of opposition had to be overcome. So there were meetings held at every constituency level, never mind every regional level. And they took a lot of time and a lot of questioning, and there was a postal vote. This time, that major objection is not there. So now you're only just dealing with the policy issues, which are important. So I think it could be done.
Okay, because obviously we had just had a coalition, and before that we had confidence and supply. Sean said he thought it was a big ask. People around the country are saying, why is this? People aren't thinking this is a big ask. People are saying, why is this taking so long? We knew within days, really, if not hours, of the election results, that the most likely outcome was going to be independence with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Yet here we are. We're talking about it being a big ask to form a government within about 2 months of that election. Do you understand why people feel frustrated and think politicians are being a bit laggardly here?
I do. I think the script was written when the count's finished. I think that was obvious from the start. There are always policy issues to be dealt with. They were more difficult when you were trying to deal with a third party, like the Green Party, because they would have had kind of major issues that they wanted to have included in programme for government, maybe aims and ambitions that couldn't have been realistic. Very often what happens in these discussions, people agree on the topic, they agree on what needs to be done, but perhaps can't agree on a timescale or can't agree on the amount that has to be given to it. And when you're doing a programme for government, it's not all about pie in the sky. You really have to show that you can actually deliver it. And that's what can hold it up. But when you look at the regional independents and with the two Healy Rays, their main focus is their constituency.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to deliver. And that's something that can be agreed on. Now, I'm not saying that they are not interested in the big issues. Of course they are. And they are issues in interested in housing and in health and in disability, as has been said. But in the end of the day, and I've dealt with independents when I was chief whip, what they really want to do is to look after their own constituencies. And that has to be factored in.
And this talk that there's going to be ministerial positions given to independents, there's been several different independents, I suppose, floated as potential junior ministers or even super junior ministers, including Michael Healy-Rae. Is that, in your opinion, likely to happen? Should we see several of those actually be sitting at cabinet?
I don't see several, and I'm wondering, do I even see any? There is perhaps a possibility of one cabinet seat, but now that Fiona Murphy has been elected as Count Corlett, that might have taken that out of the agenda. I certainly don't see any more. I would expect you're talking about a couple of juniors, possibly more for the regional independents, because they're bringing a block of votes with them rather than the two Healy-Rae's, who, as I say, are probably more interested in schools, health centres, infrastructure in the constituencies, and would sign up to government for that.
Okay. Mary, you mentioned an interesting thing there. You said that this is going to have a different, I suppose, colour and shape to the former 33rd Dáil with the Greens. How do you see this government as being different going forward with the regional independence as opposed to the Greens? Do you think it'll be tonally different? Do you think it'll have different in terms of policies?
I think it'll be totally different insofar as the two major parties are now closer to an overall majority. I think the likelihood of every other TD in the Dáil coming together to bring down that government is highly unlikely, given that they couldn't combine on the left. We'll say Ruth Coppinger couldn't even vote for Sinn Féin. You know, if they can't do the basics, they're not going to come together to vote down a whole government. So I think there's actually a stability built into it, which enables a government to do things. So in that way, it'll be different. Two-party plus independence is always very different to three-party. So you're really talking about, as I said, a focus on a lot of constituency issues for independence once you get sign up for
will there be
the
a different
major policy issues.
A different focus, do you think, on rural Ireland in this government? Because rightly or wrongly, much of rural Ireland felt that the Greens were at odds with you know, I suppose, their focus and their needs. And this is quite a different group of TDs that are now going to be in government. Do you think that rural Ireland will be viewed differently by this government?
I think the regional independence will certainly bring a focus to a rural Ireland. Like Fianna Fáil won two seats and constituencies in rural Ireland that we hadn't had for a long time, for example, in Kerry, which will shift that focus as well. But the major issues are still the same. The major issues are housing and cost of living, health and disability, and they affect everybody. So you're not going to get a complete shift to rural Ireland, but you are going to get a focus to ensure that we solve those major problems, particularly housing. We cannot lose the momentum now that has started on that.
And lastly, and very, very briefly, Mary, are you expecting any surprises, rotating Taoiseachs, ministers, anything like that between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? Do you think that'll all have been hammered out fairly easily?
I think it will be hammered out. I doubt if it has been yet, because 10 votes of a lead is a significant one for Fianna Fáil over Fine Gael. But Micheál Martin has spoken about this parity of esteem and about respect. We want the two parties to be able to work together. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of demand and a lot of people who would say, I won a seat, I got a very big vote, I'm here a long time, we've got two seats, I have an expertise on these particular issues. There's going to be a lot of jostling for position.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is former Minister for Education and Chief Whip.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.